This year marks the 250th year since Cohasset was founded, but before COVID-19, town officials could have never expected a drive-in annual town meeting.
Very, very terrific job. Thank you very much. If those of you who are in your cars want to give a little lean on your horn as a thank you for everyone, that would be appreciated.
Town moderator Dan Evans and voters in about 150 cars at the South Shore Music Circus thanked all those who made it happen. Voting was conducted by a hand count with yellow cards held in the air. The town's budget, solar panels, and a name change from select men to select board were approved by voters. Due to pending regulations from FEMA, flood maps were postponed to the fall. Town manager Christopher Sr. says it was an all-hands-on-deck approach to make this meeting happen.
It's citizens coming together to run their own government. They get to adopt the budget, they get to vote on their laws. We propose, we prepare, there's a ton of work that goes into this. But at the end of the day, it's the voters and it's the folks who come out, and that's what makes it a special event.
U.S. Congressman Stephen Lynch was in attendance, and he says this was an innovative meeting.
They're taking it very seriously in terms of the social distancing and all those steps, but very proud to see democracy continues here in Cohasset, and they're taking their responsibility very seriously. They're doing their jobs, right? Members of town meeting, this is work that has to get done.
The 27-article warrant was completed in about an hour. In Cohasset, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.